Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, yes, your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, the diagnosed narcissist that uses my platform to raise awareness for personality disorders, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, did you matter to the narcissist? This is going to be a touchy subject. Trigger warning ahead of time. I think when I do my one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that, or I'm talking to people on my lives, or I'm looking at my comment sections and things like that, the most prevalent question I see, and the most underlying issue I see when people are coming out of these narcissistic relationships, they want to know that they mattered. Did I matter to them? Do they miss me? Do they regret how they treated me? Are they guilty? Or do they feel guilty of what they did to me? This, that, and another. So let me ask you this question. I always answer this with a question. What gives you the most power? Because a lot of times you get online, you're going to see people just directly tell you, no, you did not matter to the narcissist. And that right there can be hard to hear from somebody that has got 25 years into a relationship, 12 years. You know, 4 years, any amount of time, pretty much any amount of significant time within a relationship with a narcissistic person. And you get online and you hear somebody say the narcissist never cared about you. Your regular run of the mill narcissistic person could possibly care about you. I care about people. I mean, and things like that. I've cared about people before. Yeah, do I care about every single person? No, it just really depends on the person and their value that they had in my life. Like, did you add value to my life, or did you subtract value from it? You know what I mean? A lot of people are just like, what gives you the most power? Like, is it empowering to think that you didn't matter to somebody? If that helps you move on, then focus on that. Or did you matter in the way that they benefited the narcissist the most? And a lot of times, that's the most, and that's it right there. You matter to them in the most beneficial way to them. Could it be to be a significant other? Could it be to be a wife, a husband, a partner, a business partner, financial relationship, a son, a daughter? You matter in that way to them. You know what I mean? So I always answer that question. Like, people want to know, do they matter? Like, how would you feel if you didn't matter? Would it help you move on? Like, if I just said, no, you did not matter to the narcissist, that wouldn't be a good video. I can go in there and get super dark. Did you matter to somebody that's this darker, like a sociopath? Maybe not. You mean, maybe they were extremely manipulative and planned on treating you terribly from the beginning. But narcissist, your regular run-of-the-mill person with narcissistic personality disorder possibly could, you know, in the beginning, you mattered a lot. And I think you mattered a lot in the beginning. And then as time went on, when the devaluing started, and the, you know, your worth and stuff to the narcissist person started going down, I think you started to matter less and less and less. And eventually, which leads to the discard, you didn't matter very much at the end. Now, if you discard a narcissist, it was seen like you mattered more. Like your worth and your matter to them, like the way they felt about you, you know, wasn't at zero. You know what I mean? It was probably pretty low because they're treating you terribly and whatnot, or treating you badly from your point of view, because the narcissist doesn't think they treat you badly. They think they are treating you good enough for you to stay. Like, oh, I can't. It's not that bad. You stayed for X amount of years, so it couldn't have been that bad, right? You had kids with me, so it couldn't have been that bad, right? We bought a house together, so it couldn't have been that bad, right? You know what I mean? It just seems like it's a waste of narcissist time to waste 25 years. You know, for somebody that they didn't care for, they didn't want to be with. You mean, it's just like, it just seems like it's not like they got supply. Supply, you can't live off of supply. What the hell does supply even mean to some people? I was just like, you get supply. What is supply? Fuel? Is that gas? Is it food? Is it energy? Is it a bill paid? Is it the light bill? The gas bill? What the hell is supply? Like, you cannot live and thrive off of supply. You have to eat, you have to drink. Like, relationships and communication do matter to me. I don't have very many close friendships anymore, it doesn't feel like, because I feel like people's worth in my life systematically decreases, my own worth, myself went up. As my narcissism increased, the value for other people in my life decreased. Like, that's why I don't have a lot of close friends anymore. I had a ton of close friends when I was growing up, but now I have very few, it seems like. Because people's value has went down. Just overall, over time, people's value has went down systematically. You know what I mean? And that's not the way I want it to be, honestly. That's not the way I want it to be. I want to have more friends, be engaged with more people and things like that, reconnect with my family and stuff like that. But sometimes I just can't do it, you know? And what's the other question I had? I'm going to go back to the matter. So I just feel like whatever gives you the most power, whatever gives you the most strength and wherewithal to take your power back in this situation, if you didn't matter to them, take your power back. Matter to yourself. Not just like, you know, and I feel like sometimes when they were asked, do they matter? That means a lot of times that they are looking for closure. Like, I always transfer it to closure. Like, did you matter? Like, I feel like you didn't have a final conversation with that person. Like, this scar was rough and out of nowhere. They ghosted you, or they moved out with somebody else. They moved on with somebody else. So I really couldn't matter, could I? You mean they reach out to me looking for closure from their relationship, and I always, you know, everybody's situation is going to be different, and my answers to everybody is going to be different. You know, I talked to so many people, since I probably talked to thousands of people since I got my TikTok started last year, and my answers to every person is going to be different because everybody's situation is going to be different. I'm always trying to empower people to take their power back from their own lives and their own situations, like me. I took my power back from narcissistic personality disorder. I'm still battling. It's still a constant battle. You know what I mean? But I just feel like in a relationship with a narcissist, I feel like you started to matter less to yourself than they matter to you. Like, you put so much time, effort, and energy into trying to take care of a narcissist that you lost yourself eventually. You lost who you're trying to be. You lost who you wanted to be. You gave up a bunch of your hopes and dreams. You moved across country. You moved countries. You changed cities. You left your dream job. Because it hurts to realize that when a relationship comes to the end, when you sacrifice so much, when a relationship comes to an end, it hurts. And you're like, I gave up my dream job. I gave up my dream house. Sometimes you gave up being around your friends and family to have a chance at happiness. And then when that fails for whatever reason, you wanted to just know that time wasn't wasted with that person. I hope I didn't waste 10 years living in California when I could have just been in North Carolina with my family. You know what I mean? So just redirect your energy. Take your power back from the situation and just take it away from the words like, you didn't waste time. Regardless, you spent 10 years in California learning how to be treated, learning what you will not accept in your next relationship, in your next partnership, or from yourself. Learning what boundaries you are not willing to, you know, compromise on. Learning what things don't use better, more empowering words to help yourself out. You didn't waste time. You spent time learning. Take your power back from the narcissistic person, because I feel like that's, people ruminate about these relationships with narcissists so much, and you get stuck in the mind space. And the narcissist, like, I think a lot of time people think when a narcissist discards them that they mean 0% to the narcissist. A lot of times the narcissist discards you because they're scared. They're scared you're going to move on first. They think that you're going to leave. We think that you're going to leave us first, so we're going to get rid of you. Oh my goodness! Like, I can feel your energy changing. So I need to go ahead and get rid of you. I need to go ahead and make sure my next situation is prepared and ready to go, because I feel like you're going to leave me. I feel like you're not going to be here for me a lot longer. So I need to go ahead and get my ducks in a row to be able to move, to be able to move forward with somebody else, and to protect my own, you know, my abandonment issues, protect myself from myself, pretty much. So that situation does come up a lot right there in and of itself. Like, you see it come up a lot when a narcissist will discard you because they think you're getting ready to move on. You know what I mean? And because, like, the narcissist discards you does not mean they never cared about you. Like, they could have been treating you terribly, but like I said, in the beginning, it's always the beginning. I always go back to the beginning because everybody focuses on the beginning. In the beginning of the relationship, they cared about you to a point that sometimes they use you. You mean, sometimes, like, it helps you. Like, they came into your life for a reason, pretty much. You know what I mean? So did you matter to the narcissist? You mattered to them in a way that was probably most beneficial to them. And then as the relationship dynamic went on, the narcissist disconnects from people. Like, the lights go off, the switch goes off, and then you started to matter less, and you matter less, and you matter less. But they start treating you, but they treat you badly because they don't. Even though they treat you badly because they don't think you'll leave them. They think you're okay with the treatment. You've been here 15 years. You're going to leave me now. We got 15 years. We got kids, grandkids, but 20 years, 25 years. We got kids, grandkids. We done did all this stuff together. You're going to leave me now? Why? You're going to start over at 60? Some people will. I talked to 60-year-old women and men out there starting over, getting fresh. 60 years old. Hot grandma summers. Hot grandpa summers. They're out there ready to get hot and ready. You know, like a Little Caesars pizza. And I'm happy for them. I'm happy for anybody taking their power back and your strength back. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me. You matter to yourself more than you matter to that narcissist. I promise you that much. Love yourself. Care about yourself. Mental Illness is out. Peace.